Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise slowly to my feet, Madam Speaker, for the second time. I rise slowly but purposefully because the people of Beaufort North have placed a very important but heavy responsibility on my shoulders. The passionate, the resolve, the steadfastness of the people of Beaufort North reside on my shoulders. So, Madam Speaker, like a comte, sad sometimes, but purposeful, I write. I write too because on Friday morning, after the delivery of this disjointed, all over the place, meandering presentations of the Minister of Finance and the Prime Minister, I thought for a moment that possibly, since my constituents were dead in their sleep, no one was able to get a jolt of the memory. But alas, on Friday morning, Madam Speaker, I met this gray-haired gentleman, old in wisdom, and he said to me, "Musa, yo kwe nou ka oubliye. Musa nou pa ka oubliye." And I felt, once again, Madam Speaker, that the memories of our people were intact. So I rise to respond to this presentation by the Minister of Finance. And I represent many groups of people. I represent the hopes of a generation of people who spent over 2.5 decades under the policies and the direction of this present Minister of Finance. And as if by magic, a wonderful dichotomy, Madam Speaker, I also represent a generation who spent about 9.5 years under the leadership of the present leader of the opposition and the Central Labour Party. So it's a wonderful dichotomy. I also embody the hopes of the policemen in response to this budget. The policemen who occupied dirty, stinking stations where all that was provided for the inmates was a pail for the feces. The hopes of these policemen during those years which the present Prime Minister presided over. And I respond to this budget by the present Minister of Finance with the hopes and dreams of the teachers and the public servants who were tear-gassed and their eyes dripping with bloody tears under the rule of the present Minister of Finance and Prime Minister. I stand here, Madam Speaker, embodying the dreams and hopes of the farmers who for their rights, two of them their bones are interred in graves and must be turning now under the policies of the present Minister of Finance. And I embody the dreams of the many farmers, the thousands who left the industry before the present Minister of Finance left the government prior to 1997. So I rise to respond to this budget bit by bit with the hopes of many. The children, the many children, some of whom sit in this very chamber, Madam Speaker, whose parents called at them and their tears waxed because they were told they could not pass the common entrance simply because there were no school places, Madam Speaker, under the leadership and direction of this present Minister of Finance. So I read the present Minister of Finance's, what he calls a theme. I think it's bridging the divide and reuniting St. Lucia. Bridging the divide, Madam Speaker. A divide which was created under the policies of the present Minister of Finance. A divide which under his rule, under his direction, saw the North, an explosion in the North. And saw communities like Labrie and Beaufort and all of those little communities where the poor black children live, without community centers, without Clyde-born water, Madam Speaker, trying to bridge the divide. Where in the South, under the direction of the present Minister of Finance, before the elections, electricity poles were placed in Rabia and Viewport North. This is the divide which the present Minister of Finance created. Luckily for him, he has returned possibly to correct his errors, Madam Speaker. But this budget presentation, Madam Speaker, and I'm being disturbed by the member for Hoshwazel. We have the quotes of what he has to say about the present Minister of Finance. So that the member for Hoshwazel will be reminded about the mongoose gang and all of this. So the member for Hoshwazel should be quiet while I'm saying this. Madam Speaker, this budget presentation is being made at a time when millions of people, at the click of a mouse, find their ways into our parliament. And I sat here on Thursday night, and the Minister of Finance casually refers to people who are potential tourists, who are viewing the internet, as calling for the three P's, and he laughs as if, you know, this is a joke. Our potential market, millions of people. And it's postcards. He trivializes it. And the present Minister of Finance speaks about bridging the divide. Madam Speaker, this budget. Hundreds of people have access to television, thanks to the policies of the former government, the Rural Electrification Program. And people sit in their living rooms and expect a Minister of Finance in 2007 to be a visionary, to encompass what happens in the world today. And the Minister of Finance speaks of the three P's, postcards, and the last one he jokingly tried to get the answer to. Madam Speaker, this budget is propelled by ideas of the past. When we are living in a world where knowledge is considered a factor of production, Madam Speaker, the ideas which I will speak to in a while will demonstrate to us that this budget has no vision. But I'm not surprised, Madam Speaker, because possibly some of the members who sit on the other side who may have a shred of integrity, I am almost certain they have nothing to do with the budget. Those people, the significant others, who share the core values of the organization to which the other members belong, they are the ones who underpin this budget, and the core values come out when you listen to the presentation of the Minister of Finance. And it's very easy to see what the core values are. Very easy. Because the Minister of Finance went on to criticize what he calls Kenyonomics. And I'm very pleased, Madam Speaker, that my colleague, the member of Labri, for Labri, indicated that we should accept the term Kenyonomics. We should accept the term Kenyonomics, and I like that. Thank you, Minister of Finance. Kenyonomics. That is why the Minister of Finance criticized the hospital and mental health. What does he call it? A showpiece. Can you imagine, Madam Speaker? For decades, people who are mentally challenged were faced this facility out there, Golden Hope, and a particular member for Castries Central in times past, Madam Speaker, worked tirelessly in order to see that the patient's solutions was a better place. And I'm sure we all remember that particular member, Madam Speaker. She worked tirelessly, and today the present Minister of Finance calls it a showpiece. It demonstrates the core values which underpin this budget, Madam Speaker. Universal secondary education, cast it aside. But under the direction of the present Minister of Finance, he was unable to change the food system in factories for decades, Madam Speaker. 26 years. That is the kind of legacy which we have to talk about. And he calls those projects shoppy. I want you to speak, Madam Speaker, to the relatives of the mentally ill who are feeling finally that possibly somebody is thinking of them. The care. Why can't the mentally ill sit in a facility that overlooks the beautiful sea like any other place? And it's very clear to see the values that underpin the comments of the Minister of Finance. They have not changed. Those values have not changed when the Minister of Finance speaks about the Poverty Reduction Fund and indicates that those people are reducing their own poverty. Madam Speaker, I wonder how a senior public servant who spearheaded the activities in the Poverty Reduction Fund feels today. He is still a senior public servant. I wonder how he feels when he hears the Minister of Finance talking about them, saying that they want to increase their own poverty. The Poverty Reduction Fund, Madam Speaker, where programs and computers, all kinds of things, members of the Minister of Finance ridicules it, they're only building footpaths. Untrue, Madam Speaker. You go to library, you go all around, you see the impact of the Poverty Reduction Fund. But he indicates that the members, they are just reducing their own poverty. Insult, insult, insult. It goes to the core values of the budget. It goes right down to what members opposite believe in, or possibly what the people who are significant on the other side believe in. Madam Speaker, the criticisms continue. Body lay, the labor code. Every single criticism can be tied to the core values of the organization which members opposite belong to. And every single one criticizes the poor. Every single one attacks workers. Every single one. And you can see the philosophy which guides this budget. Very clear. Derelict building on the highway. We are going to bite. Can you imagine, Madam Speaker? In times past, the government is trying to purchase a building where possibly the steel is busting the walls after years. Can you imagine? But you see, it is the philosophy, the values of the members opposite or the organization. That is why we have those kinds of programs. Kenyonomics. We on this side are proud of Kenyonomics. Very proud. The lowest unemployment rate on record, Kenyonomics. Beat that. World-class students. St. Lucia is now on the world stage when it comes to sports events. Kenyonomics. And thanks to former Minister Mario Michel and his hard work. On Wednesday, many of them who are seated opposite will be basking in the glory of the semi-finals, Madam Speaker. Kenyonomics! And they haven't invited us. Kenyonomics, Madam Speaker. The new hospitals, the trained doctors, number one for business in the world, Kenyonomics. Anyway, Madam Speaker, as I've said before, our philosophies are very different. Very different. Our programs will be different to those opposite because we come from two different schools. Our schools of thought, we come from the trade union movement. We have a social conscience, Madam Speaker, but you look at the programs and I will deal with that in a while, Madam Speaker. The falsehood, the tricks, the falsehood. You need, Madam Speaker, to look for the soul of this budget. And the soul of this budget preceded the budget. The soul of the budget, because when a Minister of Finance presents a budget, he either comes and reads figures and so on, or he gives you his vision or what he thinks the world will be and so on and so on. And the Minister of Finance said it himself. He said, I'll take you to the mountaintop, but I may not go there with you. So he tries to give us a kind of vision, tunnel through Bab Lille and so on. But Madam Speaker, the soul of this budget, we had a glimpse of it before the budget presentation. all over our country, people have been attacked. The Minister of Finance said he cannot recognize the difference between the party and the government. So people are attacked. Little people all over the place in Beaufort. People are attacked. They come to me. Mais Moussa Sakapetla. Nous pas nous travailler encore, nous pas taper quoi. In the name of cleansing government. But what happened? While the Minister of Finance axes those little people, c'est tout le monde qui a fait à 10 dollars. Ils ont coupé leur fonds de travail. Ils ont mené tout l'homme et comme président gouvernement. Et ils ont increased bill là. Yes. So while you ask the little people who are making $200, every single person, if you don't give me ministry, it's war, it's trouble. Everybody, you're to say minister, but the little people, the poor people, Madam Speaker, they're on platforms, jumping up, we're not for the poor, we're not for the poor. The poor people are asked. That is the soul of the budget. When you look at what happened in the media, preceding the budget. When the Minister of Finance is squeezed by the media, squeezed, made question. Television, mona television ka made question. Qui est qui deputy ou? Qui mène nous ka jouen deputy ou? Who is your deputy? You know, again, he trivializes it. Oh, I'm at Maho, it's easier to get me in New York than at Maho. The soul of the budget is seen at the budget. The soul of this organization, Madam Speaker. Very clear, in 1985, the then Minister of Finance and Prime Minister, workers are out there fighting for their rights. He says to the media, I'm not in this Welele and Bacchanal. I have my work to do. This is Welele. This is the attitude. This is the soul which preceded the budget, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, tricks. Removal of the levy. Now the choice has been taken away. You look at the budget. The choice has been taken away. You cannot bring in anything over 5 years. So all of those used car dealers who jumped around and so on. No more can you bring any vehicle over 5 years, except lorry. Jazz, Madam Speaker. Jazz, the soul of the budget. Preceded the budget. The soul of the organization which members opposite belong to. It preceded the budget. The action of the Minister for Tourism. Those people in the south and in all those rural areas, you don't need to listen to jazz. We're going to increase the budget for chemicals. Very good. But the people of this country deserve both jazz and carnival, Madam Speaker. And apparently there is little understanding in this cabinet, Madam Speaker, of the relationship between those festivals and capacity development in the cultural industry. When we had those jazz activities happening all around the country, we had mostly Caribbean musicians, Madam Speaker, from Haiti, from Martinique, from Cuba. People like groups like Laboratory Promotion, Madam Speaker, did well. And they increased the capacity of people in those areas to develop skills for cultural industry. Madam Speaker, you need people for life. You need a local MC. So these people interact with international artists. And slowly we develop our cultural industry. But no! We have jazz in the north. We have another festival in a particular hotel that has a lot of Creole coconut trees. Madam Speaker, this is what we are moving to. The soul. The Minister of Finance, Madam Speaker, has found an agricultural sector which is on the upswing. All of this talk about Kenny, Tracy, Gray, Bata, Ufama is clearly showing in the face of the Minister of Finance and the members opposite. All of this talk, Gouverneur Pamela Yabasi. I want to quote, Madam Speaker, from page 27, of the Economic and Social Review. And I quote, the domestic banana industry was characterized by a rebound in the production and exports of output in the review period. The total volume of bananas produced in 2006 expanded by 13.3%, Madam Speaker, unquote. While we've had our difficulties with the banana industry, we are pleased to report, Madam Speaker, that under the able leadership and direction of former Minister Ignatius Jean, that everything that was said about bananas on the platform, we can throw that by the wayside, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, even as members opposite were on platforms, skimming the members of Yukon South, farmers were working hard. Farmers were working hard to ensure that we got a rebound in the banana industry. Madam Speaker, it may have become cliche in some circles, but it is not worthy to repeat that the decline in the banana industry started when the present Minister of Finance was Prime Minister, Madam Speaker. See, Kumasedesan, let me, Munaki, Prime Minister Abrizan, it's a Prime Minister Abrizan. See, Kumasedesan, by the 1997 election, Madam Speaker, almost 3,000 farmers, 4,000 farmers, is at the fig. Afa, gouvernement libertri. Almost 3,000 farmers have left the banana industry. The structure of the banana industry, Madam Speaker, under the present Prime Minister, was not modernized. And we have said it over and over again, but it's important to repeat. As early as 1987, Madam Speaker, as early as 1987, the then government knew what would have happened. But instead of putting farmers, instead of giving farmers a reality check, the present Prime Minister was then calling two elections in 1 month. And again, you see the same character. The present Prime Minister has not changed, you know. Calling two elections in 1 month in 1987. From then, the signals were that things would have changed in the banana industry, but no. But under the last government, what happened? When the last government came into power, Madam Speaker, the last government did not lie to farmers. The last government didn't say, look, I'm in a CGA, and on the platform there are big banana plants, fooling the farmers. The present leader of the opposition said, hey, hello, things have changed on the international stage, and we need to turn a new leaf. What are we going to do with the banana industry? Some leaders left, Madam Speaker. So the present leader of the opposition took the problems head on. Dr. Kenyon and Ipake Kuhi, they took the problems head on. What did we find? In 1992, production was 135,000 tons. By 1997, production 71,000 tons. Thereabouts. In 1993, there were about 7,000, over 7,000 farmers. A whole set mill farmer. Say a fig. A gouvernement le bar a tué. La tenue. 6 mill to sell. Say le bar qui tué fig. Do I have to go over, Madam Speaker, the rural and soaps in the SLDGA? Under the present Minister of Finance, you were so good, he was so good in managing the economy. So good, he's so much vision. The present Minister of Finance is a farmer and everything. And the SLDGA mounted a debt of over $44 million. Other payables. Decreasing farmer confidence. No modernization, Madam Speaker. Little use of advanced technology. Can you imagine in 1997? Government did not assist any farm irrigation. There was no new technology, Madam Speaker. And this Minister of Finance and his colleagues come to talk about labor trade. And I heard the member for General South. But I forgive him, Madam Speaker. I forgive him while he criticizes the member for Labrie about pronunciation. Uh-huh. Madam Speaker, we all have little sometimes we slip that we must not get up and criticize people if right after that we go to commit 1,000 of the same faults. But I'm not doing that, Madam Speaker. My past as a teacher and principal says to me, you have to allow people to make their mistakes. But don't come and criticize people when you make 1,000 of the same mistakes.
That's right.
He's talking about nutrition, you know? Madam Speaker, it's important to go back. Because this budget presented by the Minister of Finance underpins agriculture. We went back to Africa, they killed bananas. The Labour government repaid the debt. A banana production recovery plan. It built IRDCs. Assisted farmers with the price of boxes. Set up the banana industry trust. Irrigation in Rozo, Kalisak, Mavia Valley, Biru, $23.5 million, Madam Speaker. 100% duty-free on all banana inputs. Assisted with the certification of farmers. All the time trying to modernize the agricultural sector, the banana industry. Imagine, Madam Speaker, if the former Minister of Finance had given this kind of assistance to the farmers. When the former Minister of Finance knew very well what was happening in the international market. It is not because of Maginwa and voodoo that the farmers have increased their production, Madam Speaker. I heard the Minister of Finance say, no, they knew I was coming back, so they all went into bananas. What insult to the farmers of this country? What insult to the integrity of hardworking people to say that because they heard a daddy coming back, all of them just wanted. What insult, Madam Speaker? And this is what millions of people all over the world listen to on the internet. Our Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. Madam Speaker, in 2001, the then government, instructed a group, a task force, the Tanusha Banana Industry Strategy Task Force, the final report, Madam Speaker. And I want to quote, Madam Speaker, from this final report on page 4. Under the heading government's fiscal contribution to the industry. And then we're talking about the Labour Party government, not the United Workers Party government. And I quote, the extent of government fiscal input into the banana industry needs to be underscored, as it suggests that its commitment and confidence to the industry has not been eroded by the apparent shift in emphasis to the services sector. In recent years, government has funneled in excess of this 90 million to the banana industry from domestic and external sources. The extent of the contribution by government does not take into account duty concessions on farm vehicles and additional concessions on production inputs. This is a staggering financial sacrifice in the effort to save and salvage the banana industry. The per capita contribution to the industry is in the region of EC 32,000 per farmer. The task force is persuaded that the social and economic impact and significance of the banana industry is justify the sacrifice. Unquote. Madam Speaker, was the Labour government a government uncaring to banana farmers and to the banana industry? It is very clear that the answer is no. So let us debunk that myth once and for all. Let's move on though, Madam Speaker. Bananas is not the only agricultural output, Madam Speaker. And the last government, under the able leadership of the present leader of the opposition, with the tool of Keynomics, again, with the help of agencies, international, regional, caused the output in the non-banana sector to increase. Madam Speaker, let us move very quickly to the social and economic review again. And again, the member for January South needs to read this. I'm not sure if you read it. On page 29, non-traditional crops. So you see, we did not only work on bananas, non-traditional crops. Available data, and I quote, Madam Speaker, from page 29. Available data indicates that the production of non-traditional crops for domestic consumption grew appreciably by 20.9%. By 20.9%. Madam Speaker. By 20.9%, the non-traditional sector. Again, amid all the shouting and masking to hide the true intention, behind the praying on the Holy Bible with one hand and spewing out hate from the mouth, Madam Speaker, behind all of that, the truth is there for all of us to see. And Madam Speaker, one of these days, those people who like to use the Bible for all kinds of reasons will find out. Madam Speaker, the other areas in agriculture showed improved performance, Madam Speaker, except in the livestock sector, where we saw a decline. But we note that the pork, the subsector in pork should increase. So, Madam Speaker, generally, the truth of the matter is that, Madam Speaker, they can jump. Of course, Bosseju, I indicated that the livestock subsector declined. But I also, the truth, you know, Madam Speaker, this is not about food and margin, you know, the truth. So I did indicate that the livestock subsector declined, with pork showing the most promise. But generally, Madam Speaker, over the last few months, the members opposite went up and down St. Lucia to try to indicate that the last government did not care about farmers and did nothing for farmers, Madam Speaker. The truth is here. Madam Speaker, nowadays, it's not like, you know, before when you just say something and it stays in St. Lucia, you know. That's why I urge the Minister of Finance to be more responsible in what he says. Because as soon as you say, it's all over the world. As soon as you say it, it's all over the world. But the truth is there, Madam Speaker. Let's move on. In fisheries, once again, Madam Speaker, again, overall increases in fish landings. The investment by the government, and thanks to the help of the continued help of the Japanese government, we saw massive increases in fish landing facilities. And we saw the fishermen responding to it, Madam Speaker. We can go back to the social and economic review on page 30, Madam Speaker. And we see how, and I quote, fisheries available data indicate that there was an overall increase of 15.7% in fish landing during the first half of 2006, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, increases. And we need to find a way, Madam Speaker, this government needs to find a way to investigate the problems that fishermen are having. C'est toujours pêcheur pour un jeune nageur, comme si même complexe par appeler pêcheur. The former minister, the Minister of Finance, Madam Speaker, indicated that possibly his return signaled an increase in farmers. I will never attribute that to the fishing industry, Madam Speaker. I will never say that because the government has come in, you pack up your fish from complex fish. I'll never say that, Madam Speaker. I'll never say that. But Madam Speaker, we've debunked another myth that the past government did not care about farmers. Nous t'aimais l'air about farmers. Et c'est pour ça que farmers a fait plus bien à présent. It is for this government and the present minister for agriculture, fisheries and forestry to build on that. That's what we need. It is for this government to build on it. The facts are there. Minister Shah, working along with his team, Madam Speaker, have done a good job. It is for the present Minister of Agriculture to build on it. How does this budget, and I wish to advise the Minister for Agriculture, that I will be watching very closely. There are promises in this budget for this financial year in agriculture, and I'll be watching very closely. Because this group, based on the promises in the manifesto, and based on what's happening now, we know they cannot keep the promises. So I'll be watching very closely. How does this budget propose to maximize gains set by the last administration? How does this budget propose to build on this platform, Madam Speaker? How does this budget address the new realities in our economy in the region and in the world which impact agriculture issues and forestry. And what is the new reality, Madam Speaker? Consumers in our local, both local and foreign, have shown a different kind of taste. They are more aware, they are more informed. Consumers are moving towards eco-friendly, socially sensitive market products. Our cost of production and our efficiency in our labor market, the attitude to farming at the local level, cottage level value added agriculture, information as an input. How does this budget work out all of this? The four major areas presented, Madam Speaker, agricultural diversification, the Minister of Finance will be well advised to consult the work already done by the Minister of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries under the able leadership of former Minister Jean. Once again, in the Social and Economic Review on page 29, this document indicates and I quote, the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry completed a draft agricultural policy and strategic document focused on revitalizing the sector. Its specific objectives are geared towards increasing the efficiency and competitiveness of agriculture by promoting commercialized farming, facilitating access to credit, improving support, unquote. And there's much more, Madam Speaker. On page 25 of the Minister of Finance's presentation, Madam Speaker, he speaks about modernization. Page 25. Under modernization of marketing and distribution services. And I quote, over the last decade, some have sat helplessly by almost as if struck by paralysis and have presided over the decline of the agriculture sector. Could we not have tried harder to secure the domestic market for our agricultural produce in our local hotels and supermarkets, and in so doing enhance the viability of both tourism and agricultural sectors, unquote? This is the question being asked by the Minister of Finance. But I refer the Minister of Finance to pages 29 and 30. I'm not sure whether he read this, Madam Speaker. I'm not sure whether he read this. 29 and 30. And he speaks about domestic production to hotels and supermarkets. Listen to this, Madam Speaker. And I quote, under non-traditional crops, talking about the purchases by supermarkets of local produce, an increase of 20.9% over 2005. This led to a 28.3% rise in revenue earned from supermarket sales to 5.2 million. This was attributed to higher domestic demand as well as a larger supply of agricultural produce, boosted by favorable weather conditions. There were increases in the quantity and value of all categories of crops, with traditional vegetables registering the most significant growth of 65.4%, unquote. Let's go lower down, Madam Speaker, and I quote again from the same page, 29. Notwithstanding the decline in silver tourists, domestic hotel purchases increased by 20.8%, Madam Speaker. The growth in earnings from these purchases outweighed the increase in quantities purchased with a value of 3.4 million owing to better prices offered by hotels, unquote. And it continues to indicate that organizations like Oxfam and so on working with the government help. So, Madam Speaker, this question, once again by the Minister of Finance, we can debunk. A lot of myths, Madam Speaker. The evidence is there that under the guidance, Madam Speaker, of people like former Minister Jean, under the guidance of the hard work of the staff of the Ministry of Agriculture, instead of coming here to thank them, instead of coming here to praise the work of the Ministry of Agriculture, the Minister of Finance says that they're not doing enough. But they have worked, Madam Speaker. And I wish to thank them on behalf of this party and former Minister Jean. Agriculture is on the upswing. But let's move on, Madam Speaker. While initiatives aimed at giving agriculture further assistance sound easy, the government strategy does not give any time to studying the relationships between production attitude based on the general trends in the market, Madam Speaker. The structure of the Ministry of Agriculture as we move forward is ignored. The link between school agriculture and national production and food security, there's nothing like this in the budget. Making land available for youth, I don't see that there, Madam Speaker. Linkages among ministries, commerce and agriculture, no show. And what's important, Madam Speaker, the impact of the CSME on our farming production with other islands and countries working together. It's as if this budget, Madam Speaker, assumed that we were living in this small capsule all by ourselves. It's as if this budget by the Minister of Finance pays no attention to what's happening in the Caribbean. So we are building things, doing things, and we are not indicating that we understand that things will change in this economy, even with farming. And there is no mention of this. What do we do to ensure food security, Madam Speaker, out of this budget? Do we plant everything, tell farmers, I took Munaipate seed? Do we just cut blush, took Munaipate tamagos? Or do we take a responsible approach and study, Madam Speaker, what is happening? What will go into our plates in the next 10 years? Well, what strategies do we have for less dependence on external inputs into agriculture? Agriculture, Madam Speaker, is not just about going and planting. I see some initiatives there intended for marketing and so on. But Madam Speaker, the key issues, you can market, you can produce, and if the value, if the cost of external inputs like fertilizer and so on keep going up based on the price of oil, you have a problem. Do we follow the examples of countries like Cuba and some other countries in the Caribbean who try to produce our own animal feed? There is nothing in this budget to address this kind of innovation, Madam Speaker, and this kind of creativity. The answers there are straightforward, and the answers speak nothing to intellectual property, nothing to creativity, Madam Speaker. Culture. Madam Speaker, this one is pathetic. And I want the cultural artists, the painters, the dramatists, the dancers, to pay close attention. Since 1997, a number of initiatives have been taken by the former government, were taken by the former government to support and to build cultural industry. The present leader of the opposition, then Minister of Finance, did a number of things. We saw CDF, support to FRC. Already there was a commitment to construct the National Theatre, Madam Speaker. More recently we saw incentives to artists who are involved in recording. Reduction in duties on a number of studio equipment, Madam Speaker. More recently we saw the initiative of the microfinancing for entertainers. And we saw them on television, the worthy entertainers going out there collecting money to help them record or to do whatever they think was necessary. A very good move, a step in the right direction, Madam Speaker, to encourage cultural industry. And you can see there is no imagination on the other side. Cultural industry, to tap into millions of dollars in entertainment. We see now people like Mr. Steve Aitken doing a wonderful job with their organization. A lot of HMS, a lot of initiatives starting to come out. But in this budget, Madam Speaker, and I challenge anybody on the other, any member on the other side, to show me one single mention of cultural industry in this budget. Not one. There is nothing in there for artists. Not once did the Minister of Finance indicate, okay, you know. In the capital estimates, we see a line item, National Theatre, which was a commitment made from before, but not one new initiative to encourage the dancers. Not one. It's very clear that instead of building what the Foreign Minister of Finance started, instead of continuing the exposure to music and jazz in the rural areas, instead of doing this, we see what's happening. And the Minister of Finance talks about bridging the divide. Bridging the divide, Madam Speaker? And I remember a popular calypso. Yove ajoute asuka sui. The private jets of which we speak, most of the occupants and or owners are high-end people in the tourism. I'm not any big guru on tourism. But most of these people are people who access the high end of the service. And when do we have the high-end hotels, Madam Speaker? Jalousy. We can name them. In the south, Sucre, Ladera, the high-end hotels, and those jets presently land at Rua Nova. You see them when you drive to Vipo. The owners and or occupiers probably go to St. Vincent and so on. But what is this government doing? What is the Minister of Finance proposing? It's like a proposé. Look, I say a lot terminal VG. When you have all the space, Madam Speaker. And it's a dichotomy. The government speaks about developing economic zones and so on. But there is an opportunity to develop this aspect of our tourism product. And they go to Fiji again. So the divide widens. They take the small jets to Fiji. Take the small jets to Fiji. So Lord Barayla say, as you tell the airport Vigia, George South, sorry. The divide, Madam Speaker. So the members opposite will continue in this budget and the result of this budget to criticize the conditions. But I heard the member for General South talking about footpaths. I thought there was an aversion by this government to footpaths. So he speaks about footpaths. He's going to do footpaths in general. But members opposite speak with disdain about footpaths constructed by the former government. I said to you, Madam Speaker, it is very clear to me that members opposite know little about what is in this budget. It is very clear to me that the powers that be, it is very clear to me that those who hold the core values of this organization are the ones who clearly are demonstrating what they want to do in this budget. In the little time left, Madam Speaker, I want to indicate that the treatment meted out to the people of the South in general and the people in the communities of Beaufort North and Labri specifically by successive governments headed by the present Minister of Finance are scandalous to say the least. The evidence is there to prove it, Madam Speaker. Railroad Akaye Aguas until the government of the members opposite came into office, Madam Speaker. No electricity at Ponkapesh, a community of Kero, until the government of the members opposite came into office. No road joining Grace and Roger until Keninomics came into play. No worker at the community in the community of Teva until Keninomics came to play. No electricity at Hope Estate and Guas Maltrep until Keninomics. No school in the community of Vigie where children have to walk for miles until former Minister Mario Michel and Kenny Nomit. No multi-purpose spot in the constituency at all until recently the work of former Minister Mario Michel. So it's very clear. The problem in the roads until this government, the past government, tried their best to repair some of these roads and to build some new roads. So, Madam Speaker, The piano player itself, for example. Since the Labour government of 1979 and 82, can you imagine, Madam Speaker, a community with over 2,000 registered voters? It took 30 years. Almost, it took so long, Madam Speaker, for them to repair this playing field. Until former Minister Mario Michel and Kenny Nomi. The darkness. No garbage collection in the rural areas. Until Kenny Nomi. Housing allowed to develop in a haphazard way, Madam Speaker. Until the Labour Party and Kenny Nomi. This was a calculated attempt, Madam Speaker. Putin, Jean Portnov, Jean Laboy, Jean Soufrier, and just out there. It was calculated to keep them in the doldrums of despair. And I've said to you before, Madam Speaker, the electricity poles were removed after election. The former minister of Finance gave us some relief. But so much was left to be done. They could not do everything, Madam Speaker. And there is much to do. This budget, Madam Speaker, presented by the Minister of Finance, gives the new ministers a perfect opportunity to change the behavior of governing politicians in the delivery of services to everybody. It's a perfect opportunity.
Honourable Member, you have 10 minutes within which to complete your presentation.
Madam Speaker.
Honourable Member for Passage.
Madam Speaker, I want to move the standing order 3210 in hope to allow the order of a member an additional 15 more minutes.
Honourable Members, the question is that standing order 3210 be invoked to allow the Honourable Member for Viewport North an additional 15 minutes within which to complete his presentation. I now put the question. As many as are of the opinion say
aye.
As many as are of the contrary opinion say no. I think the noes have it. The noes have it. You have 10 more minutes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And at the very first opportunity when the members opposite, the very first opportunity came for them to show a difference in the behavior of government politicians, there it is, Madam Speaker. The very first opportunity. Shame on you, members opposite. But let's move on, Madam Speaker. I will stick to your time, to the time constraint. As I said before, this budget provides them, the members opposite, the perfect opportunity to be different. But all my hopes are dashed. And so we will go back to the battlefield. All my hopes are dashed. And therefore, Madam Speaker, we have drawn the line in the sand. All my hopes are dashed. But Madam Speaker, my vision for Viewport North, c'est pouvoir en place pour de l'année Shai Group, qui n'y a Shai Vitesse. I want to see Viewport North with some well-organized groups, is vibrant leadership. The Ministry of Sport, Madam Speaker, has allocated some money for playing fields, and I urge the Minister to consider favorably fencing and so on. But why should I do this, Madam Speaker? Why should I waste my time and urge the Minister? Let me just move on, Madam Speaker. Because apparently, Madam Speaker, there is no time in this House for decency. There is no time. If this, the members of the system behave like this, why should I speak of my constituency? We will work very hard to achieve what we have to achieve. But Madam Speaker, I will just give some broad areas. We believe, Madam Speaker, in Viewport North that education is key. There is not one library in the constituency, not one. Thanks to former Minister Rambali, sometimes you're lost too quickly. Thanks to former Minister Rambali, the great community center was repaired and space in there for the first library in Viewport North. We believe in education. We need to continue to work on community libraries, Madam Speaker. And if the Minister of Education and other members opposite wish not to assist us in Viewport North, Madam Speaker, we have gone through opposition before. And we know the sacrifice and the pain. So when your behavior clearly demonstrates your attitude and your core values, we have gone through a position before, Madam Speaker. We need, Madam Speaker, to look at the housing problem, the PROUD program, the area of Boableke and Otiko. Madam Speaker, all I can say at this time is I will do my duty. I will write the letters, I will conduct the visits, and I will report to my constituents on the behaviors and responses of the ministers who are seated in the House today. Apparently, they are convinced that they're going to be here on earth forever. But Madam Speaker, I take this opportunity once again to thank the people of Beaufort North for this opportunity to serve. Je vous porte notre formidable, et même si mon cher gouvernement veut tout bout de moi, je vous porte notre caille de bout avec moi. I thank the former representative, Honorable Cecil Ray, for his stand. He stood up for years. And this budget presents adventures in grandeur. No recognition of the external reality. No recognition of what's happening internationally. No strategic interventions to truly utilize all of our creative energies. No strategies mentioned to combat our energy needs. How do we deal with energy over the next 10 years? Nothing like that. No fundamentals, Madam Speaker. Instead, the Minister of Finance, who sits calmly, like the waters of a bassin, calmly, and launches an attack on the poor people of this country and all institutions that have been created to assist them, will also sit, if he continues in this vein, and accept the wrath of the people when they decide once again that the core values which members opposite represent cannot be continued in this country. Madam Speaker, I thank you, and I thank members on this side of the House, and I once again urge, before I sit, Madam Speaker, the members opposite, to take this opportunity to demonstrate that politicians in government can surely be to the benefit of all, just like the politicians of the Governing Social Labour Party demonstrated by providing basic services to places like Meku. Basic. Water. Electricity. Madam Speaker, I urge them to have some decency. I thank you very much. Thank you very much, Madam Speaker.